You're listening to Morning Edition this morning. Good morning. It's 5:44. Bucks County housing advocates are seeing a rise in housing insecurity and homelessness, notably among older adults. And that reflects a national trend, according to a 2019 study by the University of Pennsylvania. WHYY's Emily Rizzo spoke to some Bucks seniors who are facing unique obstacles as they look for affordable housing.
I met Jeffrey Waitneck in the Quakertown Walmart parking lot on a freezing evening a few weeks back. Waitneck, a 57-year-old white man, was there staying warm in his truck, waiting for the Upper Bucks Emergency Code Blue shelter to open. We sat down together in the Quakertown Free Library. He's often there until it closes. If the temperature dips below 20 degrees, he goes to the shelter at 9 p.m. Otherwise, Waitneck sleeps in his truck with the heat on.
As long as I get gas.
Waitneck was let go from his job as a production technician for Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Company in August. Then he had a stroke in December and permanently lost vision in his right eye. For the unhoused in Quakertown, like Waitneck, trying to stay warm can be a juggling act.
It's rougher on the older people in the winter. I mind cold more than I ever did, and I used to work in it.
Grundy House, the only affordable housing complex in Quakertown for seniors or single adults with disabilities, has a wait list of 2 to 3 years. In fact, it's a 2 to 3 year long wait for all of the county's affordable complexes for seniors, the Bucks County Opportunity Council, an anti-poverty agency, says. After his stroke, Waitneck was told to leave the hospital after 6 days. They gave him a list of shelters to call. He was confused.
I'm like, who can I talk to about it? You know, it's like, I figured they would have somebody help in the hospital because they just wanted to get me out of there.
He had his truck dropped off at the hospital and slept in it from then on. Resources are limited in Upper Bucks County. There are no public showers except at the Quakertown YMCA, which isn't always available. There also aren't any public restrooms to use all night in the winter. Those obstacles led Waitneck to feel invisible.
We're not seen, really, because there are a lot of people that don't even see them at the shelter because they're living in their car and parking somewhere else and don't know that the shelter's there and stuff like that.
Kendra Transu is Bucks County Opportunity Council's housing location supervisor.
I'm getting a lot of calls from senior citizens that have been in a place for a very long time. They do have an affordable rent rate. Their building is either being purchased or their landlord is deciding, hey, I can make more money. I'm going to non-renew everybody's lease. I'm going to upgrade the apartments and I'm going to double the rent.
She says many older people are feeling blindsided.
They're stuck. They're scared. They're confused as to why some of these people have worked their entire life and as to how they would end up in a situation of homelessness is confusing. There's a lack of knowledge how to navigate the system.
That resonates with Rich, a 71-year-old black man being displaced from his home in Levittown. He's lived there for 13 and a half years. He asked that we not use his full name. He's afraid a potential new landlord would eliminate his application from consideration. Rich didn't know what his next move is. His landlord just hiked his rent by $300, from $900 to $1,200, and isn't renewing his lease. He's looking for homes for his beloved cats, too. Did I want one? He asked. On a rainy afternoon last month, I watched him pack some belongings in old newspapers.
So what's going in here?
That's a crock pot roaster oven type thing that you can put a turkey in there, my little vegetable cupboard, a toaster.
He says he might head to a cheap motel nearby until he can find an affordable place to live, which has been difficult. Many people in Bucks County rely on budget hotels when they're without other options. Transu says the search is especially difficult for older adults on a fixed income, through Social Security or SSI. SSI is $841 a month in Pennsylvania, which often isn't enough to cover both rent and basic necessities. In 2019, the average rent in Bucks County was $1,257 a month, and costs have risen since the pandemic. Rich is an artist, a sculptor, a woodworker. He says he's noticed many other older adults lost, looking for a way forward.
When you take a person that's had a stable life all his life, and he worked, and he's had a place to stay, and then he becomes homeless, he's not qualified to handle that type of problem.
We drive around his neighborhood, and he tells me about other older adults in the area, also housing insecure.
They're in a situation that's like they never was prepared for. And then most of the time, there's no solution.
Emily Rizzo, WHYY News.